From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The InfoWar is a participation sport. You are not the B or C string. You are the A team. You are everything in this war of information. Whether you're listening to us on AM and FM stations, or watching us on X-Ray Long Shows or AGN Live, or on Rumble. We've only had the new site for 10 days, 700,000 followers. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Those are the key coordinates in the next phase of the information war. Oh boy, I'm glad we came in for a special Saturday transmission today, my friends. Wow. The Massey contest in Kentucky is just such a keyhole into the wider world of the globalist and foreign interests controlling this country. Huge developments on that front. Also in the UK, over a million people, and the march just got started a few hours ago. More coming in. We've got helicopter shots and other things where you've got giant crowds of people filling massive roads back 30, 40 blocks. It is estimated to be a million people out there waving the national flag in defiance of the incredible tyranny led by Tommy Robinson. Absolutely beautiful. Elon Musk telelinking into it with his statements. We've got that all coming up. Liberty is rising. Then I had already got off the air yesterday and was working, was still up here. I could have responded, but I didn't yesterday. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, wrote a big letter to me and posted it above one of my posts from a few days ago where I said clearly the UN, the globalists, trying to hype hantavirus as the new COVID 2.0, and I showed clips of them saying, see, you need a world treaty. Oh, it's so dangerous. Oh, it's so scary. Tedros responded and seemed congenial enough, but said, be very careful about what you're doing. You have a lot of power. So then I've been thinking about it last night and today. Like, how do I respond to this, knowing Tedros's background, but also knowing it's coming out that the boss of it all was Bill Gates and how they weaponized COVID. They even had UN whistleblowers that came out 2 months before they released COVID. We made a big deal about it at the time. Could the rats be leaving the sinking ship? So we're going to be getting into all of that as well. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it because I'm still collating exactly what my response is going to be, but I've invited him to come on the show or to open a communications with me. We are also then going to get into Trump on the move. And whatever you want to say about him, he's definitely on the move. Venezuela taken down. Now Cuba about to fall. That cuts off the Chinese. What really happened in China? They say Trump got nothing. Now Putin's going there. The strait's still closed. China's threatening to go to war with Taiwan. They would close the Strait of Malacca that even has twice the trade, the most trade in the world, but twice the trade of the Strait of Hormuz. Just wild developments there. And then Israel, if it couldn't act any more villainous, has the top ministers of Netanyahu, who just took out the final leader of Hamas today, saying, yeah, we're taking southern Lebanon and we're going to colonize it with Israelis. I mean, wow, they were just denying that a month ago. So absolutely insane on that front. Supreme Court rejects appeals by Virginia that rewrote the map in all a leftist way, another victory for fair and freer elections. And so much more like the ticks. Now, they weaponized ticks. Bill Gates funded weaponization of ticks, weaponization of mosquitoes to forcibly inoculate you against diseases. Now ticks and diseases are exploding. We've had groups at the WF, the Gates Fund, saying years ago, we're going to infect ticks and deliver to you via the Rocky Mountain fever, the alpha-gal syndrome, where you can't eat beef. And now farmers and people all over the country are watching aircraft fly by and helicopters and clouds of mosquitoes being sprayed out. And you look it up, Gates is doing it and other groups. And then when you, and not just here, but around the world, and then raining down boxes of ticks and all sorts of other craziness. I mean, this is amazing. But if they load up the COVID shot with stuff that sterilizes you, gives you cancer, and destroys your fertility openly, well, then they're going to rain ticks and mosquitoes down on you openly. You're like, how bold is that? It's even more bold to give you a poison shot that erases your immune system and has killed over 30 million people. And they have now had Pentagon whistleblowers coming out about how the Pentagon is involved in it. And again, we say the Pentagon, they go, you're saying our soldiers did that. Nobody's more tested on than our military servicemen and women. It is compartmentalized mad scientist criminals at Fort Detrick and other areas that are doing this. That's why the compartmentalization must end. And we have huge AI news today. It's all coming to a head. I'm going to do my best to cover it all as quickly, but concisely, but also with some depth as I can here. And then I'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m. with the regular Sunday show. But remember, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody heard it make a sound, didn't make a sound. Well, yeah, we're happy to reach 10, 15, 20 million people a day. We want to reach more than that with the main show. The clips are out there, universal, you know, tens of millions a day. We don't count those. And the evergreen stuff, tens of millions a day. As people see stuff I said 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, that's even more powerful today because it all came true. But we're currently trying to change the world. We're currently trying to stop the globalist operations. And I want to speak to that at some point today because I see a lot of this. And I'm not mad at this person, but I want to start with this before I get into Massey and all the huge developments there. This is Wolf Krieger, and I'm not singling him out. I just saw a bunch of this today. I see it every day when I'm reading through comments to see links and articles and ideas. I love the knowledge of the crowd. And he says, Trump is an effing traitor, and it's time for Alex to stop pretending that we can correct Trump or make him change course. He's just a GD traitor. And he doesn't give a bleep. He lied his way back into office and is strictly pursuing an Israel first agenda. Now, let me be clear here. I'm explaining this to Wolf Krieger. Okay. You would, and I'm not being mean here, but you'd have to have a third grade understanding of politics and policy to say because you're mad at somebody or somebody's doing bad, that you should then never put pressure on a policy to try to get that policy blocked. Like, I hate the UN, I hate the globalists, I hate the WEF, all of them, so, but we've sent reporters, I've gone, we've had reporters on that go every year to the different UN events to expose their attempts to have carbon taxes and ban beef and break up our families and set up a world government with four shots. Because we engage the UN, because we put pressure on the UN as an example, I reached out to Tedros and said, let's talk, come on. When he reached out, the head of the WEF, World Health Organization, WHO. Doesn't mean I like Tedros, doesn't mean I haven't exposed Tedros and won't continue to. We have a lot of power as populists around the world. It's the fourth turning. And so if the Democrats win the midterms or steal them, and if they get in 2028, I'll be opposing their gun grabs, their open borders. I'll be saying call Congress. I'll be exposing their operations. I'll be saying put pressure on them. That doesn't mean I'm for them. But this is a political brainwashing that goes out. That just give up, say they're all corrupt, and don't be engaged. Don't go to your city council if they're passing some bad law because you're endorsing them if you do. That is, I mean, you just sitting there and bitching and calling things corrupt doesn't do anything. You have to expose the corruption, have an alternative plan, and it's a no-brainer that in the last year I've been criticizing Trump intensely, and in the last 6 months really coming out against him. And a lot of times when we get on his ass when he says he's going to nuke Iran, he backs off and says, okay, I won't nuke Iran. Okay, he was looking to send in ground troops. That's confirmed. I broke it before it even came out. Because the cabinet people and folks are scared to say it themselves. They call me. Members of Congress, the Senate, the cabinet members, you name it. People that are in the meetings with them, they call me because I have a big audience. And they say, hey, can you put pressure on this? Can you put pressure on that? Charlie Kirk would say, keep up the pressure on the Epstein. This is going to destroy the administration. We got to get the truth out. You know, Keep exposing this the last year, this Iran war. They want to go to total war during Midnight Hammer, which I told you they want a total war because Trump was thinking about total war then. And just using Midnight Hammer is the way to sell the public on it to sleepwalk us into it. Oh, what are you doing? Trump's a traitor. He's a piece of crap. Don't tell him don't launch full war. Don't tell him don't have ground troops. Because you're trying to make him correct course. That's sucking his dick. What the hell are you talking about? There is zero logic in that. And that talking point of just throwing up your hands turns everything over to the Democrats. You guys are sending me a feed, Mayor. Please, thanks. So that is the reality of all of this. And I mean, this is like 1 + 1 = 2. This isn't even 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, this is like on its face in Latin means prima facie. But I continue to hear it and I continue to see it. And a lot of the leftist influencers and national shows, they'll go, look, Jones is a hypocrite, or he's a flip-flopping. He says Trump is terrible and blah, 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 blah on an issue. And then now he's saying President Trump did good here. Yeah, when President Trump does something good, we promote it so that he gets the feedback and gets back on track. It doesn't mean we endorse him, doesn't mean we trust him, any of that. It means we're on the field in the information war. So reread this in context now. Trump is an effing traitor, and it's time for Alex to stop pretending that we can correct Trump. Pretending? He's already backed off ground troops. He's already backed off nuking him. From my sources, he's now pissed off and realized he was set up. That just makes no sense at all. Absolutely no sense. Now, let's get into Congressman Massey. As you know, Wednesday evening, they put out a report from a woman saying that 2 years ago, after his wife died, that she had dated him for a time. And it turned out she's always filing complaints to other people in Congress, other members of Congress, that have all been thrown out of court and found not to be real. But with Massey, she didn't allege any impropriety. She just said, I dated him. Okay. And that's not been proven. But wow. So people that are raping and torturing children, and it's all confirmed in there, and cannibalism, that's all okay. Let's cover that up. And the guy that helped ram through getting a lot of it released, let's just say he dated a chick a few months after his wife died. Whoa. I mean, a man dating a woman. I've never heard of something so sick and evil. And so they hyped it all up. There was this corruption and payoff stuff and all this stuff. And none of that turned out to be true. So he's been winning re-election usually by about 20 points, but it got down to just a few points. He was ahead of this neocon, and the tens of millions they publicly pumped in the Israel lobby to beat him. But then by Friday, in Polymarket and polls, they'd gone neck to neck by Friday morning. But by Friday evening, Massey was back to 28 points ahead in Polymarket, 10 points ahead in most so-called scientific polls, because people then went and looked at the truth of it and realized, oh, people make an allegation a few days before the election's Tuesday, because there's no time to disprove it. But because the internet's so fast now, and because this woman's made so many allegations against others before and against him, it got defeated very, very quickly. But this is a litmus test of, can a foreign power put in tens of millions of dollars and have all this propaganda and remove a congressman? That's the question. Can they do that? Do they have the power to do that? And it's also, even more importantly, a message to any other member of Congress that if you buck AIPAC or these other special interests, we will destroy you. So this is a key battle point that we're in. And I, by the way, have looked up Massey's voting record for years. When I hear he did this, he did that, it's never true. He voted against the transgender stuff in schools. They lied and said he voted for it. I have the votes right here. I'm going to show you. He's the most pro-Second Amendment person in Congress when his votes. He has one of the most conservative. His record is basically like Ron Paul's. He's Ron Paul 2.0. His voting record is basically identical to Ron Paul. And they're calling him a Democrat. The fact that he'll go work with Democrats to beat legislation that's unconstitutional or dangerous is a good thing. He helped spearhead last year that legislation that would give AI companies and data centers above the law immunity from local, state, individual, and most federal jurisdiction. And now you see the data centers out of control, everything that's happening, and now Trump signed executive orders to do that, and Massey's fighting that. I'm not some troglodyte against data centers, but the way they're rolling out intimate domain, lying, stealing water, not telling the truth about it, power prices doubling and tripling. He is a good man that's taken zero money from any foreign interest, Israel, Qatar. By the way, he votes down the line for the decade plus he's been in Congress for zero foreign aid to anybody, just like Ron Paul. So I'm just too informed to believe their propaganda. But now, his never-Trumper opposition, who left the Republican Party when Trump got elected in 2016, didn't come back till Trump was out of office, and then said he was a Republican a couple years ago, him and Trump are now kissing cousins, just like all the other never-Trumpers, Levin, Shapiro, Graham. Damn Trump to hell. I screw Trump. And we can play all the clips of them saying that. And now Trump runs these people that are super unpopular, whose shows have almost no ratings and are collapsing and, you know, going bankrupt, and says, they are my buddies. They are the real MAGA. And he said that about this guy, Ed Galron. And this guy is a nasty, 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 nasty servant of a foreign power, Israel. And that's treason any way you slice it. And so now he's come out and proposed a national draft, national conscription, because we got to be ready for a new world war, and we got to be ready to go fight in the Middle East, and we got to conscript your sons and daughters as Europe's brought back the draft in most countries, including for women, to fight Russia and to fight China and to fight the Muslims right now for the Greater Israel Project. He talks about all the problems we've had since we got rid of the draft in the early 70s, which, of course, you know, is as crooked as a dog's back leg or as a barrel of snakes. All the neocons, none of them ever served, none of them ever fought. The Dick Cheneys and the George, you know, all of them, the Pearls and the Wormsers. So this is a big, big deal. And again, I have the head of Israeli intelligence, all of them right now, saying, oh, yeah, we're taking southern Lebanon, it's going to be Israel. And by the way, we're going to attack Turkey next. And they think they're backstopped by us. And this guy wants to get the national draft going. He wants it going now. And he wants to implement it now, not reinstate the draft and have it waiting. No, he wants it put in and conscription now. Conscription now. And I have clips, by the way, of everything I just said. He put up there the Israeli minister, Netanyahu's deputy, who they say if Netanyahu gets taken out of power, that guy, who literally says exterminate all Muslims, is going to be in charge. And look, I'm no fan of the Muslims expanding in general, but I'm not saying kill them all. Plus, when you tell them that, they're going to fight back pretty hard, right? So this is cuckoo town, and he wants us to fight for him. So Thomas Massey's opponent, Ed Galloran, says he wants to bring back the draft for national security reasons. He complains that the current system is too slow when it comes to sending large numbers of young Americans off to war, world war. This is world war. This is a significant issue for national security. I'm not sure we have that kind of time anymore. Because here's what the Pentagon told Trump. Well, the Army Secretary, or the head of the Army, the general was removed. Trump, a couple months ago, said, draw up plans to invade Strait of Hormuz. He said, I need 100,000 troops. He said, no, I'm told you can do it by 20,000. Lindsey Graham said 2,000 Marines could take it. And the host said to him, well, took 100,000+ Marines to take Iwo Jima. And he said, I believe in the Marines. Well, you don't believe in what the commanders are saying. And we got General Mark Levin with his big female brooch, giant American flag on his chest because he's an Israeli operative. Look, I'm an American. Got to be wearing Uncle Sam outfit. It's camouflage for who he is. Like German soldiers, the Battle of Bulge, dressing up U.S. military uniforms to infiltrate. It's the same damn thing. But the Israel lobby doesn't even hide anymore. They're just in here thinking they run this country, and it's so dangerous. Even Bill Maher's like, oh, my God, everybody hates the Jews now. Everybody I know does. I don't want to make it about the Jews. How about Netanyahu and the megalomaniac Israelis? I don't blame the Chinese people for Xi Jinping. I wouldn't blame the Germans at the end of the day for Hitler. I'm just saying, yeah, you guys are the most unpopular people in the world now because you're out of control and people know what you've done, not because of social media, but because of the stuff you say and do and the raping people and the video being released and just all of it. So this is a litmus test. Can they win? And if you don't think the neocons are not engaged in election fraud, Massey needs a real 10-point lead, which most polls shows he's got, to override the fraud. We've studied it. And I don't know. I mean, I think Massey's going to win in the real world if it was a fair election, but I'm not sure. But Massey's pointed out that there's giant support and just a big backlash to this, and he's predicting a big win on Tuesday. So let's go ahead and go to this clip where The neocon candidate in Kentucky wants your sons and daughters to fight and die for greater Israel. They want us to go into Iran with boots on the ground. Netanyahu said this, but they're going to send Israelis. No, you're going to die. Here it is.
In 1973, we moved away from conscription selective service and went to the all-volunteer force.
Right.
And so that's been the most challenging few years since that transition. And that is a significant issue for national security. And now back to the question about, well, you know, selective service and, you know, the attitudes about it, I would offer there is a cultural issue and that it does appear we have a corrosion of our culture and the commitment to what our nation stands for. If you figure, okay, well, we got to start selective service, we got to get them through all the in-processing, boot camp, training, you're talking months downstream. Hmm. Do we really have that time anymore?
No.
Is that a deeply flawed concept?
Yeah.
And so what would really happen if we had to go from what I call a cold start of a pending, you know, world war? How fast and what would really happen if we had to re-implement selective service, i.e. the draft, train, equip, and prepare to deploy those forces? I'm not sure we have that kind of time anymore.
Right.
Because of speed and lethality. We want to stay in deterrence. I'm not so sure that we're on as high ground in deterrence as we could be mm-hmm. with, you know, sort of the way things are unfolding relative to our ability to field combat power.
Yeah.
And so the selective service draft pertains.
So he's saying bring the draft in now. Don't wait. Don't just pass a law to reinstate it. Implement it. Don't just cock the gun. Pull the trigger. That is the type of war hawk, foreign agent, clearly, bankrolled by foreign money that we're dealing with. So here is Congressman Massey talking about AIPAC.
Which is, if you're a Republican, you better do whatever Israel wants. And I think it's going to backfire on them. They're going all in. They've pushed all the chips in. Miriam Adelson's probably spent more money on my race than she is on the ballroom.
What are your, I mean, do you, would you extend that logic to the big pharmaceutical companies, the defense contractors that are big oil companies that are pouring money in? Do you think that that is also corrupting sort of the democratic will of the American people?
Well, AIPAC is kind of a proxy for the military-industrial complex. When they used to try to lobby me, they tried to convince me that the aid to Israel would help our country because it would all be spent in gift certificates at your local Lockheed Martin and Raytheon outlets. And I'm not buying that. Like, Americans are not better off when we build bombs for Israel and then pay for them and then drop them on people in the Middle East.
You think this has to do with the fact that you led the push to investigate Jeffrey Epstein and he's had ties that have been established between intelligence?
This has
Mossad?
Well, no, this has a lot to do with the Epstein class. Is it just pure coincidence that one of the three big donors against me is in the Epstein files? Organizing an event for Howard Lutnick and shaking down Jeffrey Epstein for money for that event? I mean, I think it's pretty interesting. Maybe Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer didn't particularly go to Epstein Island. They probably have enough money to buy their own islands. But they certainly go to dinner with the people that were at Epstein Island.
Is it linked to Israel interests?
Of course. Like, Jeffrey Epstein was part of Mossad's operations and even our own.
Thank you.
Mr. Massey, even though you...
And the good news is it's all coming out no matter what they want. And he's the bad guy because he might have dated a woman after his wife died, but then the woman can't even prove that, and the hush money was made up, and she's been caught doing this with a bunch of other people, but that's all they got. How dare him? He might have dated a woman and didn't do anything wrong, and he tried to cover up us eating babies. So let's review a little bit more of this. His opponent wants a national draft now to get ready for total war, new world war for Israel. Literally said that. Polymarket, 38 to 63. What is that, like 25 points or whatever, 26 points? We'll see what happens. That's usually very, very accurate. But he'll tell you that the other guy's winning everywhere and Massey's losing. We also had a big interview yesterday that Harrison Smith got that's up on X at Real Hawks Jones. You should watch. He got Thomas Massey on. He got a bunch of other people. It's pretty powerful. Good job, Harrison. Here's another headline out of The Guardian. Can a Republican defy Donald Trump and survive? Kentucky voters will decide. It's a very important litmus test. Now, here's some of his real voting record. You can look this up. There's a stronger Second Amendment champion in Congress, Dan Massey. Chairs the House Second Amendment Caucus, introduced the Real National Constitutional Carry Act. So you can have guns all over the country, override states that try to block it. Authorized legislation to repeal federal gun-free school zones. Passed a bill demanding NICS transparency through the House. Fought back against bills that would spy on gun owners. Sponsored legislation to lower the handgun purchasing age 18. Has never cast a single-handed Second Amendment vote. But they tell you he's a Democrat. And it goes on from there. So I'm going to move on from Massey. I've got a really good J.P. Sears piece he just released today that I'm going to get to when we go to break here in a little while. And then we're going to continue on. But that's a ways off, so stay with us for that. But now let's look at the United Kingdom in a moment. First, I'm going to look at the United Nations. Now, again, I was still up here at work yesterday at like 5 o'clock when the crew came in and they said, have you seen this? Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, on his official X account, has posted on top of your video from Wednesday, talking about the Hunta virus being the new COVID 2.0 with all the evidence. And then he basically comes out and says, now you got a lot of power. Watch out what you're saying. I really ask you from the heart to understand this isn't a new pandemic. It's not a pandemic. I know COVID was terrible. I know what happened was terrible. But please be careful and don't say what you're saying. And I had to sit there and do some research. Tedros basically never does this. And Tedros' own background and what he did in Ethiopia and things is insane. And so I didn't respond yesterday because I don't go off half-cocked. I wanted to think about it. And I still did today. And I think it goes back to the UN and the WF saying in the last few years, we've lost all credibility. Next time we have a pandemic, we're going to engage the critics. I think that's what this is. I was also thinking you had the UN vaccine project head in November of 2019 go public, and they had a big meeting for 2 days in Switzerland where the UN vaccine program is based. And the head doctor, she came out and said, listen, the majority of our scientists say the shots don't work. They're hurting people. We're just told what to do by Big Pharma. It's not our fault. We're just given this stuff. It's sterilizing, killing people. There's no confidence in the vaccine program. It's falling apart. And we're going to be publishing findings in a few months. And I played those clips here before COVID got released and then after going, wow. So a lot of that was them also knowing, oh, my God, it's all coming out. Let's launch an even bigger attack to play the heroes and bring in the UN treaty and the global vaccine passport. And so it's coming out about Fauci. It's coming out how it was made at North Carolina and shipped to China and released. And I'm not defending Tedros and the UN, but they're down the chain. Above them, Gavi and the WF and Bill Gates, who gives like 80% of the money every year to all the private corporate and governmental regulatory systems around the world, national, international, you name it. Is Tedros a rat leaving the sinking ship? I don't know. So I reached out to Tedros in a video I shot a few hours ago driving here to the studio, and I just said, listen, I'll talk to you off air, on air. Let's open up a dialogue. You sent me this communique saying that you really want me to be careful about what I'm doing. I mean, you can read what he said. It was very, very thoughtful, actually, and I'm not like sucked in by that. I'm asking the question, why is the head of the World Health Organization posting on top of one of my videos where I lay out 5 minutes of devastating information with all the signs this is another rollout, you know, attempted power grab. I mean, it's probably going to fail as people are wise to it. Why would he do that? And a clip of him in there saying, see, the UN's right. You need to give us our treaty. See, there's more pandemics coming. But then he says, oh, it's not a pandemic and Hantavirus isn't a problem. Well, remember they said COVID wasn't a problem the first few months too. It's part of their psychology to like, oh, reluctantly put us in the quarantine camps like it's already happening in Omaha, Nebraska, and in Australia and Europe. And how did it from a ship, before the ship even docked, did a weaponized junta pop up all over the world, from Israel to Argentina to Singapore to the UK to Omaha, Nebraska, where they flew the people once the ship docked? Yeah, there's the report he posted on, and like, you know, a million views. I guess that upset him. Just in reports that the Hantavirus has mutated explode as positive cases and deaths are confirmed across the world. Plus, WHO's Tedros says that he expects even more cases of this particular strain of hantavirus. The fix is in. There is no doubt the way the hantavirus was rolled out and hyped that they have launched their new COVID 2.0. It's got a 50-day incubation period and all this other crap. I lay it all out. And he responds with a contradictory post to what he says. Now, usually you've got big general trends like Iran war, China war, Ukraine, and or spending budget or border policy. I know all about that. So I can speak to a new development very quickly because I know how it fits in. But when you got a whole new thing being launched and a whole new thing being rolled out, and you got the head of the WHO reaching out to me publicly and getting headlines in Forbes, CNN, you name it, what is that about? So we're going to take this clip out of the live show, and I'm going to post it on X and Rumble, and then I'm going to go read what you say, because I don't do that to say, oh, you're important, oh, give me a call, oh, I care what you say. No, when I've got hundreds and hundreds of comments, and a lot of them are really thought-provoking, or that's where I finally, college just means a big group debate. That's what real colleges are about, is just a school of ideas and a big debate. When I don't know something or I'm not sure of it, that's when I crowdsource it. And I'm always listening to what you have to say. Like, I wish I had the crew in here. I bounce off of them every day, many times. What do you think this is? And only Tedros could tell us. But I tend towards, because they said a few years ago, oh, we got to get ahead of this. Next time we're faced with this, we've got to get out there and engage the disinformation people. But he didn't come out and say, you're disinformation, you're a liar. He just said, oh, you got all this power, look out. Hey, you know, be nice. Hey, this isn't really a rollout. Oh, because they want their rollout where they're getting all prepared, getting all their emergency managers ready, and they dial them in and don't tell them what's about to come or what they're about to say is coming so that they're in charge when it all hits. But they're not ready yet for the full rollout. I tend to think with about an 80%, had a dead reckon in my mind that's it. Or it's rats leaving the sinking ship. Because Trump's left the WHO, but the people that actually run it are in this country, and he's working with them, other than Kennedy. And Tedros is just lashing out. I mean, he did, and Tedros has a terrible record as a communist, and what he did in Africa, in his home country of Ethiopia and things. And he's a communist, but he did make statements like, we shouldn't give the shot to kids. We're going to kill people, just kill the old people. People kept thinking it was a deep fake. No, it was a real video. He's made a lot of weird statements like that. Like where he'll just suddenly just start blurting out the truth. So I don't know. I'm not going to judge the heart. I mean, people, Darth Vader threw Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. I mean, that's fiction, but that's an allegory of bad guys sometimes have a sliver of humanity in them and turn around to the right thing. I think that's a 20% chance. I don't know. What do you think? Because we're live now, but you can put it in the live feed too, but I don't have time to look at it right now. I can't, I'm on air, but I will assure you tonight, when my nine-year-old daughter's asleep and I've done my work, I'll get my little iPad in the bed and sit back, fire up a cigar, and I'm going to go read what you have to say, because it just stimulates me. Yes, I smoke cigars in the bed, folks. You want to know my vice? It's stuff like that. That's about as fancy and party time as Alex Jones gets. So, ain't nothing better than reading a book or reading articles and smoking a stogie at midnight. All right, so you can go read his statements on X. You want to see what he had to say and analyze for yourself. That's your homework. I don't know. It's an open question. Let me know what you have to say. And I'll have more to say on the Sunday show tomorrow. But here's how the media covered it. Who's Tedros versus Alex Jones directly? Hantavirus is not COVID 2.0. We're not saying it's literally COVID. We're saying it's the same rollout of fear. Hantavirus can remain in semen for 6 years, they're now reporting. Here's Tedros' letter to me. Here's Forbes. Who director shoots down Alex Jones' claims Hantavirus is COVID 2.0? What I said is it's the rollout of the fear 2.0. All right. I'm going to air a J.P. Sears piece. It's very powerful. on Congressman Massey. And then we're going to come back with what's happening in the UK and how it's a model for leadership everywhere. And the globalists can hang on only so long, but the longer they hang on, the bigger the revolution against them gets. And then I'm going to get into the Iran situation, China, Cuba, how that all ties together. And then the tick thing has come to a head. Absolutely come to a head. We have the documents. We know what's going on. That is so huge. And then the AI situation. This is so important. It's all coming up. But in front of the J.P. Sears piece that just came out today, I want to air clip one, AJ Methylene Red sale. We have the Methylene Red capsules that are even stronger. It's the very same Methylene Red, but they just concentrate them very strong. The Methylene Blue gummies are even stronger than our regular Methylene Blue. It's the same Methylene Blue. It's just super concentrated. So be careful. And then we also have a big sale that is going right now, only until midnight tomorrow night. The buy one, get one free. T3 Trifecta Iodine, the missing link, the purest, best iodine. It's not bound. It's atomic iodine, meaning atomic table, not radioactive, but pure, incredible in the whole body, totally essential. Buy one T3 iodine, another free. Ultimate Life Force, spike protein detox, also great for the whole cardiovascular, whole body, great for libido, great for, you know, men's, you know what, the morning, check out. This is the strongest, best formula for spike protein detox. Has all these other wonderful side effects that are good side effects. You can get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, another free. One bottle of T3 iodine, another free. Or mix and match, get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force, vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that's who I'm funded by, is you. And we got just enough money to keep this network going and maybe finish the studio. We need more funds, and I've done this before. You'll see it. We'll have more reporters, more hosts, more people, more anchors than we ever had. Because I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. And we're trying to bring in the sponsors and the rest of it. And we are going to ramp this sucker up. You'll see the new studios. They'll blow you away. We got to finish them. We need funds. It's not like you're betting on a horse that hadn't won the Kentucky Derby over and over again. I'm not saying me, us together. I mean, you're betting on the winner. You're betting on your own future and getting incredible products at the same time. Wide selection, the most badass T-shirts, hoodies, knives, collectibles, it's all there. And a lot of stuff that sells out, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the sister site, also my bigly, is RealAlexJones.com. So if you see something sold out there, they always hold back 10% for the sister site, the backup site, RealAlexJones.com, good chance it's there. So be sure to take advantage of that as well. But whatever you do, take that live feed from X on Real Alex Jones and AJN Live right now. Share it to everybody you know. Your email list, your text message list, tell them to share it. That completes the chain reaction. That's the most important thing you can do. So let's talk about incredible Methylene Red proprietary product we developed. Most of the products are just private label, whatever the top thing is. It's a sure thing, top tested. Everybody loves it. You're not betting on them. You're a sure thing. But we'll take some formulas like Ultimate Life Force and take the two top-selling best formulas for spike protein detox and then just combine them. Well, it's a horse pill. So good for you, not just for spike protein. This is proprietary, too, right here. And our iodine's proprietary. Everybody else says they have atomic iodine. No, they don't. We've looked into it. Only one place in the U.S. makes it. We had to get them to do it 12 years ago. So, anyways, you want it, you got it, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I salute you. Thank you. Whatever you do, share those live feeds right now. Oh, since we mentioned it, the crew is so good reminding me. Here was my Tedros video. It's short. Then my first response to Tedros. I kind of already said it, though, didn't I? And then we will go into the Methylene Red ad and then into J.P. Sears' powerful report. Then I'm going to come back and plow through the rest of the news. Stay with us. Well, I never thought I'd see this. Yesterday afternoon, people started texting me. There it was, bigger than Dallas, on Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, at the UN's X account. His long message to me responding to one of my reports about the hantavirus being used as the new fear-mongering for an attempted new pandemic like COVID. And I'm going to do a special live show today at 1 p.m. Central out of the Alex Jones Network. Find all the feeds at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com, and of course on X at Real Hawk Shows on the network, AJM Live. And I almost responded last night, and I wanted to process it, and I wanted to think about it some more before I respond to it today, but it's a big deal to have him come out and say the things he said about, you know, look into my heart and do the right thing, and you know, he understands that COVID was terrible and what happened was, you know, basically wrong, and that, you know, he wants to, you know, have me understand this. So obviously I'm reaching out to him. I'm gonna do it later on his post and here on air, and then in my full response to come on the show, because I know that it was Bill Gates and Gavi that ran that whole operation. And I know we even had the head of the vaccine program a month before they released COVID in late 2019 come out and say, we've lost total confidence. Most of our scientists know the vaccines are hurting everybody. This is a fraud. We just had a big conference, they said, in Switzerland, and we're about to go public with our findings in a few months, then COVID happened. So could it be possible that the UN knows the ships are sinking and they want to get off the ship, and they know the truth about Fauci and all the rest of it's coming out? And Bill Gates. Bill Gates is, you know, under criminal investigation in multiple countries, India, places in Africa, the Netherlands, serious trials going on. We'll see. I'm a very open to communication with the head of the World Health Organization, and hope we can open up a dialogue. More coming at 1 p.m. Central today at Real Hawk Shows on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Thomas Massey, you're bad for America.
Right.
It's not funny. President Trump says you are a pathetic loser. You're a moron. You're a rhino. And you're a backstabbing grandstander.
It's to silence me. It's so that I shut up.
You know why he wants to silence you?
For merely telling the truth.
No, you don't tell the truth. President Trump does. It's because you're a traitor. You've been a traitor this whole time, haven't you?
Never.
Gotten another lie to prove it. I've obtained a copy of your Liberty score, and it shows you have it 0 points in being loyal to America.
JP, that's the Israel lobby funding, not the Liberty scores.
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Zero funding from Israel. I didn't know you hated America that much.
Correct.
I mean, your opponent seems to stand for America and America's interests only.
A foreign lobby has fully funded, to the extent that they've never done in any Republican race ever before, my opponent.
But he's got a Liberty score of almost 12 million.
95% of it, at least 95%, has come from the Israeli lobby.
Looks like Israel hates you. You ever wonder why?
It turns out that I've never voted for foreign aid, but it turns out there's one lobby that's very upset about that, and that's the Israeli lobby.
Uh-huh. Israel wants to take you out in this U.S. election because you're an anti-Semite.
I have a lot of Jewish friends.
Keeping your friends close, but your enemies closer.
And that's the problem that I'm causing this foreign lobby, is I'm causing people to ask questions for the first time. Who is my congressman's APAC person?
Nobody cares who their congressman's alpaca is. They're stupid animals. The primary concern for non-backstabbing Republicans in America is Israel, not alpacas.
It seems to be.
Yeah, it is.
The question we're putting to the people is, are you going to let a foreign country or lobbyists for that foreign country buy a seat in Kentucky?
It seems like Kentucky voters would want a foreign country to decide who wins an election in Kentucky. So what's wrong with this Israeli influence behind your opponent? Like, seriously.
Their position is more war. It's more strife. It's more bombs, it's send more foreign aid, and those are the things that I've been voting against.
Those are things that MAGA has always stood for since Trump got back into office. And you're all of a sudden taking the same position you've always had? That's why you're a backstabber.
Where I don't vote with the party, I'm actually taking a position that Donald Trump had less than 2 years ago.
Stop gaslighting me. Donald Trump has never had any position other than the ones he currently has. But anyway, in your primary coming up on May 19th, what positions, what ideologies does your opponent have that you think appeal most to voters in the Israel lobby?
He doesn't have an ideology, I don't think. In fact, he was in the Republican Party until 2016 when Donald Trump got the nomination for president. My opponent left the party for 5 years while Donald Trump was president. He wouldn't even call himself a Republican while Donald Trump was president.
You're a rhino. You know that. You know that's what you are?
Right.
Now, one of the primary desires of everyday Americans that just want to put food on the table and not go broke paying at the pump is, let's just move on from the Epstein files. So why did you betray these Americans and backstab Trump by pushing so hard to release the Epstein files?
Well, I was doing it to uncover the creeps, right?
I don't think there's creeps in there. Just innocent people talking about torturing children.
Once I met the survivors, it became even more personal to get justice for them.
You mean to betray the president and the party?
They're covering up for pedophiles. Look, the president's own children, the vice president, the FBI director, and the president himself said that they would release the Epstein files.
He never said that.
Now, I worked harder than anybody else to get it done and got it done.
You hurt the president. And you hurt his friends.
Why did they, and why do they continue to cover this stuff up?
I love America. There's nothing to cover up.
That's the corruption. There it is.
Transparency is corruption.
You know when the probability, in my mind, that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself went from 5% to 0%?
No. He took his own life. It's very sad and very factual.
Right.
Now, recently, there's been an allegation that's come out against you a week before the election. And that's typically the time when only honest things are said. And recently, you pointed this out about the allegation. The contrived and false deposition released just 1 week before my election was conducted by Kerry, who lost to me in 2012, in the law office of McCurtry, who lost to me in 2020, and posted immediately by Dieters, who lost to me in 2024.
Correct.
Information obtained by someone who wants to defeat you, in the office of someone who wants to defeat you, and released by someone who wants to defeat you a week before your election, seems legitimate.
Right.
Now, before we let you get back to backstabbing America, there's an issue right now in our country, perhaps the most important issue America's ever seen. The ballroom. Where do you stand?
The people who are funding the ballroom, the people who are funding the arch, the people who are funding the rebranding of the Kennedy Center.
It's all about his ego.
These are the people who are also funding my opponent. These are the people who have the ear of the president. These are the people who are changing, dominating our foreign policy decisions. They're the billionaires. And these are also the same people who are in the Epstein files.
And that's like, how they control it. Pure flattery.
In the Epstein files? The late Charlie Kirk always said, you're one of his favorite congressmen.
Yes.
Well, on behalf of all MAGA loyalists, I hope Charlie's wisdom is defeated on May 19th in your election.
Big iron on his head. Big iron's the truth. And that's what we got. And that's what you got. And Thomas Jefferson was asked, why do evil men and tyrants flourish? He said, only when good men do nothing. And that's what we're here doing today. And all the incredible things we've done together. Now, I want to spend a few minutes on this. Not just what's currently happening in the UK. Considerably over 1 million people marching in London. And the media spun it and said there's a Muslim march. About 1,000 Muslims marched. Got the videos. But over 1 million people waving the British flag, the UK flag, the King George flag. The government tried to ban just a white flag with a red cross on it. When they started Shoutcast and I got on it 25 years ago or whatever it was, with the same engineer that works here today that came and said, you need to be on Shoutcast, we were 8-bit on it because we couldn't pay for the bandwidth to be 16-bit. Sounded like somebody was talking, you know, with two cups and a string. And we were number one on it, 24 hours a day, reaching millions of people a day just on that. And on Alexa, we became the top 10 in the top 10 websites in the UK. And I'm not giving myself credit. It shows how freedom is infectious. And back then, Nigel Farage would come on with UKIP and say, oh, my God, half the houses I go to, the reason UKIP's exploding is just your show. I had Paul Watson on. They loved him. It was incredible. Not about our credit, about understanding this. So it took them a decade to do it. They had Brexit, and then Boris Johnson came in and sabotaged it. People say, oh, God, that all failed. No, people learn about the globalists. They learn about the fraud. They learn about replacement migration. And then now they had to change the laws of parliamentary manipulation to have Labour win a few years ago to put in Keir Starmer, the big pedophile protector. He'd been the head judge, magistrate, covered all the pedophilia for decades. And he had to manipulate all the laws to stay in power, where a vote for a Labour Party member was double any other member. And then now he's at a 10% approval rating. He refuses to leave. And you're like, well, see, we're beaten. It just, no, they have to act more and more dictatorial. They arrest 30, 40,000 people a year for criticizing Islam or criticizing transgender. And you're like, oh, God, see, they're winning. They're arresting us. No, it only backfires bigger and bigger and bigger. As I said a decade ago about this, I said, they're going to sabotage Brexit. That's going to fall apart. But if you don't give up, it's a long fight. It's about perseverance. And now populism is spreading all over the world. The globalists admit they're in deep crap. So they have to cancel elections, kill political leaders, jail their opposition. And that only exposes them more. And the more we have courage and the more we're willing to be attacked as the leaders of the global populist movement, the stronger we get. That's why they target the leadership. And they arrested the organizers today. We have video of that. They're just standing there. And you're not allowed to do this. You're arrested and slammed to the ground. They'll probably arrest Tommy. He's been in jail, you know, dozens of times, spent 5 years in prison overall for exposing Muslim rape gangs. But it doesn't matter because it's all coming out. It just gets bigger and bigger. And memos have leaked from Patriots Inside 10 Downing Street this year that the 80% of the public's turned against them. They're anti-globalist. They don't know what to do. There's going to be a civil war. Here we are. And I don't know how it's all going to end. But at the end of the day, it's better to not go down without a fight, and we're winning. So the fight against evil is a long marathon. It's not a sprint. And you know the story of the tortoise and the hare. It's the tortoise that wins. Slow and easy wins the race. That's what this is all about. And think about where we were when I showed up, and people were doing a great job before me, but I hit right at the start of the wave before this big one, you know, that started cresting in the last 5, 6 years. This isn't all the sociology wargaming studies. I don't need to go read the studies. I already can see it myself, but I go read all the big wargaming studies. It's pretty accurate. And there's no way they stop the fourth turning. As long as we inject populism and freedom and pro-human, natalist, pro-family, pro-Christian information, people will want that. It's the best systems. We will win. But if we just go, oh, things are corrupt, we give up, it didn't happen overnight, it wasn't instant, you know, drive-through window, cheeseburger, fries, large Coke, because I didn't get it in 10 seconds. I'm giving up. Why all this corruption came out and the pedophile rings and the New World Order and David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jeffrey Epstein on the Trilateral Commission and cloning and kill the Goyim and all this. My God, this is all out and they're still in charge. I give up. 1% of people knew about this 20, 30 years ago. Now half the public knows or more. I got Bill Maher coming up in total panic mode over all this. And the globalists have made the whole thing about, if you're against global government, you're against Jews. But it's much wider and much bigger than even that. But the point is, they made that bet that, well, you're Hitler if you're against global government and data centers and your son's penis being cut off. So, and people said, well, fine, I'm Hitler. I don't care. And it's not about liking Hitler. Hitler was a bad guy. If you look at it, my point is that people aren't politically correct anymore. They're not crushed by it. They're not shamed into submission anymore. The tighter they squeeze, the more people resist. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is this is the long game. And usually political movements, you know, that are really changing things takes 100 years, like abolition against slavery. We're getting as close as you get to instant gratification. And the left's all like, Jones is against Trump now. No, I'm against bad things he's doing now. Support the good things he's doing. He admits he was wrong the whole time. No, he was night and day compared to you for the first 9 years or so. And I'm proud of what we did. And he's gone sideways, whatever. The point is we don't bet it all on him. We don't rise and fall on him. It's us. Nobody's coming to save you. It's you individually. Yeah, you pray to God. God gives you leadership and guidance and directs you and providence and discernment. But it's Hunter S. Thompson's quote, trust in God, but row away from the rocks. You're in a little paddle boat and high wind comes in, you're about to smash into the rocks. Pray to God that you're strong and you know, and you can get out of there. Old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. You trust in God to give you providence and success, but you also tie up your camel so it's not gone in the morning. Oh, Trump's corrupt. I'm done. I'm done with politics. I'm disengaging. That's what they want you to do. Just like I told everybody during the last election, I said, I've done all the studies, talked to all the experts, looked at it. They got about 10% on average baked in of dead voters and illegal aliens and systems. You, somebody wins by over 10 points, it's very hard to steal an election. That'll came out. So that they know you know there's fraud. They want to get you to give up, folks. In fact, don't vote, but start a farm or start a business or speak out against tyranny and stand up against policies that are bad. The kill switches in our cars, the GMO in our food, and run for office so you can educate people. It's all about standing up. Yeah, there's the quote. The more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers, she told Governor Tarkin. You see, well, that's just a movie, but it's an allegory of the real world, as George Lucas has said. So knowing all of this, and Tommy, 3-4 times in solitary confinement, sometimes for a year, being stabbed, attacked, all of it. Tommy's a great guy, 100% the real deal. And there he is out there in defiance of tyranny over a million people right now. So here's what Tommy had to say. The march started, then part of his speech, and then Elon Musk's response to it, beaming into the speech, and just how beautiful this is. Because the UK is trying to manipulate our politics, the EU is. They call it interference if we criticize their tyranny. They're the ones interfering with us. Obama and the Democrats are using the UK as their command base in the EU, try to shut down X and shut down Musk, and Brazil as well. They're coming after us. This is a real fight. It doesn't mean Elon Musk is perfect either, but so far as a vehicle of freedom, he's been very effective. And people sit back and bitch at him and say he's secretly evil while they have a giant platform with X. It makes absolutely no sense. That's fine. That's your free speech. I'm not censoring you saying you're wrong. You just want to be holier than thou, so you don't have to actually worry about the outcome or get your hands dirty or get down in the muck and do something. But I read that comment earlier. And this, I'm not singling this person out. This is just one that I printed just to show the example. And I go back to this because it's so essential. If you actually open your mind up and just use common sense, this is the dumbest statement ever. Trump is an effing traitor. Doesn't mean he hasn't sold out to Israel. Doesn't mean that's pretty much true. But that's not the point. And it's time for Alex Jones to stop pretending, I'm not pretending, that we can correct Trump or make him change course. Well, we do it all the time. He's just a GD traitor and doesn't give a shit. He lied his way back into office and is strictly pursuing the Israel First agenda. And then we need to get Congress to block that. We need to get Massey in. We need to put pressure on the White House. We need to support the good elements that are there, like Kennedy and Gabbard. You don't then just say, I'm like, we got to get Trump back on track, which we're able to do. We got to put pressure on him. Again, the Democrats get in. I'm not a Democrat. They're trying to pass some gun control bill. I'm going to be saying, call Congress, oppose it, march. That's politics 101. We're at our moment of victory. We're gaining steam. We're gaining initiative. And you see this type of sophomoric loser crap. This is a trope. This is a signal of lay down GI Tokyo Rose. Well, what are we supposed to do then? Vote for the Democrats? No, we're supposed to check the candidates, vote down rhinos, support the good ones. This is our revolution. We're winning the war. We're not going to decamp, build down, pull out at our moment of victory. So let's just play them all back to back. Here's two Tommy clips and then a Musk clip.
We're on the march. We're walking up towards Trafalgar Square. The crowd's gone. Parliament Square's already full. The crowd stretched from here to Euston Station, apparently, which is miles. Okay? And miles, this is the biggest event in British history. This is the moment, a turning point for Britain, a message to the leaders.
Britain's ready for the fight.
Right?
Keep her up. We're awake. We're not going to back down.
Just keep it, you know, when you
we want our country back.
Do you know, too many times we've had a lot of Christian speakers here. We're a Christian nation. Why do we keep seeing demonstrations for Palestine in our nation? There's one today. When Christians are being butchered and massacred across every Middle Eastern nation, one nation more than ever, there's a genocide happening right now. It's been happening for years in Nigeria. We will not remain silent while our Christian brothers and sisters are being raped and pillaged in any country in the world. So that's why now the BBC, the media, the Church of England and the bloody Pope, why are you not speaking up for the Christians of Nigeria? Right now, we have a bishop who has flown in here to speak to the world about what's happening to his people. Bishop Juan from Bukaru in Nigeria. The platform is yours, sir.
Praise the Lord. I am excited being in your midst this afternoon. And I want to thank God for the privilege given to me to come to speak to you. I want to thank my brother Lawrence for giving me the invitation to be here. And to thank all of you for the warm welcome that I have received since arriving here. My name is Joan Zumbis. And I'm the Anglican Bishop of Bukuru Diocese. The gospel came to us from England specifically. So I am at home. Right now at home. But it will seem as if our parents have abandoned the faith and left the faith to us in Nigeria. And as a result, we see situations that are beyond our capacity to contend with. For years, protractedly, the church in Nigeria has been under severe persecution. Christians in Nigeria are persecuted in different ways, different dimensions. Communities which are predominantly Christian communities are daily attacked. People killed, churches razed down, and whole communities sacked. That's the situation we live in Nigeria today. So Christian persecution in Nigeria, you know, it's a reality because the Bible tells us that the church is a body, it's a single body, but with different parts. A part of your body in pain leaves the whole body in pain. Yes, around the central part of Nigeria, the persecution is rife. Boko Haram has not left Christians at ease in Nigeria. ISWAP has not left Christians at ease in Nigeria. Militia groups, the Fulani herdsmen, have not left Nigeria, left our Christians in Nigeria at peace. In fact, banditry, kidnapping every day, personally, an attempt has been made on me to kidnap me. The Lord saved me that night. Fulani young people had come to my house, attempting to break into my house. They couldn't just get in there. At the end of the day, with AK-47, they had to leave because they couldn't just penetrate my house. And then went to my next door neighbor and kidnapped him and took him away. Now, so there are brothers in the West, particularly those of you in England, the United Kingdom. If you do not stand with the race of the persecuted church, I want to assure you, friends, that what is happening to us is not static. It's migrating. The truth of the gospel has made you who you are today. You dare not abandon the gospel. You need the gospel. The gospel that has become part of your culture. It's ingrained in you. No one should come and rob you of that culture. It gave you all of the privileges you today enjoy. So please, it's my desire, my prayer, that you hold on to that gospel. Never let it go. May Christ reign in your life. May Christ reign in England. May Christ reign in every single community in England. Thank you very much for the privilege. God bless.
Absolutely. If the fight comes to you, you don't have a choice. You have to fight. So you have to rally the whole, all of the people of Britain to fight for the future.
Let me ask
and
people
if this doesn't
Britain,
happen, there won't be a future.
Are you ready to fight for your future, Britain?
Fight for your future. Do it. Go.
Will we be gagged any longer, Britain?
Go, go, go.
All right, so history is happening right now in the UK. We salute them, we pray for them, we support them. Amazing job. That is the future, standing up to replacement migration, the Islamic invasion, realm of the globalist, and more. Now, shifting gears into the Strait of Hormuz, Strait of Malacca, how that ties into Cuba, how that ties into Panama Canal, how that ties into Venezuela, how that ties into big picture. But first, there's this clip of Trump 2 days ago. Trump explains why the U.S. has attacked Iran with a provocation, sent the global economy into crisis. We're doing it to help Israel engulf dictatorships. And then Trump also said Thursday night, we played the clip on the Friday show yesterday, that, oh, I don't really need the uranium. It's all been blown up. This is a PR move. Yeah, exactly. Just an excuse to stay there. That's Israel has said that. It's a way to just keep claiming you have an excuse to go forever. Meanwhile, the Strait's been closed for 76, 77 days. All hell's breaking loose. I got articles on that, but here's Trump.
We don't need it at all.
We don't need it at all.
Fair enough. So,
I mean, you could make the case, like, why are we even... We're doing it to help Israel and to help Saudi Arabia and to help... Qatar and UAE and, Kuwait and other countries, Bahrain.
It also helps China.
And I told them today, I said, we're helping you. And we're helping you in another way because I don't think China wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon either. I said, they're stone cold crazy. You don't need them having a nuclear weapon either.
What did he say?
Well, he's not going to respond too much. He's a pretty cool guy. He's not going to say, oh, gee, that's a good point.
I think he might.
What's he going to do? What a wonderful point.
You think he agreed?
Yeah, I think that was the impression. I don't think he wants him to have. No, he would like to see it end. But he's been good about it,
Xi Jinping, the dictator, he's a really great guy. I'm supposed to just love that? And then, Mike Huckabee a few months ago told Tucker, Israel gets all the Middle East. They're taking it all, which they now admit they're doing. Yeah, 11 of them were taking it. Yep. Got a clip of that. And you're going to back it, America, and we're going to have a national draft. And your kids, as the guy running against Massey says, we're going to have a draft now, ready now, because we're going to full world war. Those are quotes. Want to see the clip again? It was over an hour ago. I heard it. First clip I played. So that's where we are right now. And now Huckabee's like, if Trump was in Israel, he'd win in a landslide. And you heard Massey, all the Israeli interests are funding the ballroom and an arch to Trump and gold everywhere. I mean, it's just like, whoa. And I like Trump, like nice aesthetics and clean cities and all that, but it goes to an extreme. They learn to not fight Trump, but kiss his ass, and then he just does whatever you want. Here's the Israeli ambassador to the United States.
Those of us who understand what a big deal it is, we certainly are encouraging to come. But I told the president when I see him every time, I tell him, Mr. President, you need to come to Israel because you will be overwhelmed with the response of the Israeli people, their love for you, their appreciation. I said, if you were on the ballot here, you'd probably get 95% of the vote. And the 5% of the people who didn't vote for you, they're in insane asylums, and so they don't count anyway. But I really do believe that there is an extraordinary reason that the president would and should come, and I hope it's very soon.
So Fox News and CNN, they admit, are geared toward an audience of one. Trump, you have 100% support in the war. Here's a fake poll. Here's some golden arches. Here's a ballroom. You know, here's a whatever. And, oh, Trump, 90%+, 95% love you in Israel. Just everything's great. Keep it going. And he's in this bubble of BS. And they had Project Veritas, now OMG Media, on Monday. High-level officials, oh, screw Trump. We just say yes to him and do whatever we want. And the other crowd going, oh, it's trillion D chess. He's in control of everything. Trust the plan and all this other crap. So then deadlocked at square zero, very first line of Iran's latest proposal, unacceptable. So, because they hold the cards. War of attrition, keep the strait closed. As Hormuz crisis rattles the world, eyes are on another key waterway. The Strait of Malacca, where even more stuff goes through that China's threatening to close. See, this is a new world war, as the candidate running against Massey says. You got to have your kids ready to fight and die. Farmers growing increasingly desperate amid rising energy and fertilizer prices. And that's in the U.S. alone. That's Axios, where we mainly have our fertilizer. This is a disaster. One-third of the world's fertilizer has been cut off during the growing season by the Strait of Hormuz closure. Perfect timing. Pentagon blindsided as excess pulls plug on 4,000 troop deployment to Poland because Trump ordered it. Because the EU wants to go to total war with Russia. That's something good Trump's doing. Meanwhile, China will host Putin days after Trump visit. Cuba's out of oil. Can the regime survive? I don't think so. CIA director 2 days ago, Ratcliffe, met with Cuban officials. They're getting ready to indict Raul Castro for blowing up an airplane as a terrorist attack decades ago. Trump says he wants Iran's uranium mostly for public relations. Oil prices climb on fears of broader energy crunch. That's what's happening right now, exactly as we predicted. Now I want to get to the ticks, because you have the WF, the UN decades ago and years ago saying, we're going to use alpha gal, put it in ticks, release them so you can't eat meat, creates a deadly allergy, can even kill you. You got Bill Gates running these tick programs, releasing them. Look it up. You've got them releasing mosquitoes everywhere to give you an inoculation against Dengue and Zika and malaria, and then everywhere they release the mosquitoes, which against your rights, against the Nuremberg Code, are violating your medical autonomy. It's a death penalty to do that. Come and bite you. I mean, if they were giving you something good, it's not their right to do it. But, of course, it's bad. So they give you a poison shot through COVID and let you know it was a shot. Of course they do it through ticks and through mosquitoes. And it's been declassified. The CIA's been doing this. Now, last week we played whistleblowers from the Pentagon coming out saying they're doing this. Here's video of what appears to be boxes or containers raining down with ticks inside. And we have hundreds of videos of farmers and rural people coming up getting video of the tick boxes on the ground with baby ticks by the thousands pouring out that were obviously bred and put in there. The CIA has a long history of this, attacking third world countries. And that dovetails with a farmer finding one of the tick boxes. And then it goes into Dr. Malone talking about radioactive ticks dropped by the government. There's so much history of this going back 70 years and weaponizing Lyme's disease and more. And then we're going to get into a woman who raises horses seeing record level ticks. It's being reported everywhere. And then let's play the clip of at the WF with the professor 6 years ago talking about weaponizing ticks to bite you, give you alpha-gal syndrome so you can't eat beef, which is now happening. And then Bill Gates is funding the research into this. But he claims that he's releasing ticks that inoculate the cows when they bite them so the ticks can no longer drink their blood. But then when a tick gets an autoimmune response and it can't drink cow blood anymore, and then it bites you, it gives you that same autoimmune response. And he does this study and releases them everywhere, and then this magically happens. Now the ticks are everywhere. They are doing this out in the open. Unbelievable. Here's the clips.
Right.
Weird stuff.
Well, I'm out here mushroom hunting, and I found, there it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the ticks.
Did we actually use ticks as bioweapons?
Yes, it's actually in CIA documents that have been declassified. For instance, infected ticks were deployed from C-130s flying low over sugarcane fields in Cuba back in the day under President Kennedy. There is abundant evidence of the testing, field testing, of infected ticks and other insects in a variety of settings in the United States and elsewhere. Clearly, USAMRIID was involved, and in particular, the Plum Island facility that had been a biowarfare investigative facility up in Long Island region, and then was transferred over to USDA, was involved in a lot of this research. It also involved infected mosquitoes and deployed infected mosquitoes and a number of other things. And the one that, I mean, with this AI-driven investigation that I ran through as part of our efforts to develop new systems for verification and monitoring of the Biowarfare Convention, what this uncovered that I hadn't been aware of was the release of a large number of Lone Star ticks that had been radioactively tagged in Virginia. It appears that that was responsible for the introduction of Lone Star ticks along the eastern seaboard that have now migrated north of the Mason-Dixon line. So there's a lot.
But wait, radioactive ticks being dropped into Virginia by our government?
Absolutely. As part of a project in the 60s to look at the ability of these modified insects to disseminate geographically. And it appears that that's the origin of the Lone Star tick infestation that we now have along the eastern seaboard. It also appears that that Army research involved development of ticks that had multiple pathogens and the appearance that those modified organisms found their ways into the eastern seaboard, potentially through animals crossing over to Plum Island and then back onto the mainland.
Kid you not, we've had to spend like over $100 in the last 5 minutes because I can't take the tick situation anymore. The tick situation in this state, there are ticks everywhere. In 30 years, 20 some years of having horses, I've never had to deal with these many ticks. I'm pulling off ticks of his body, cleaning him up. I did that the last few days. Today I just had to put more medication on him. Poor thing, he's got like meds everywhere. Look at poor thing. Oh my God. I'm sorry, buddy. I know. We're going to go outside.
Two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, so I, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
They're also launching basically the next COVIDs, which is going to come in the form of ticks this time. Ticks that cause a rare, dangerous red meat allergy are spreading. What precautions can you take? That's interesting. Ticks that cause a red meat allergy. I could have sworn I heard that somewhere once at Davos.
So I, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Yeah, and they even had Tucker Carlson, who's controlled opposition, come out and tell you, because that's part of what controlled opposition does. They tell you some of the truth. They put it in your face. Most people won't even listen.
It is the same organism that causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and that's the most deadly tick-borne disease in the United States. It also was a germ that was being weaponized by the U.S. military at the time, and they tried to stuff it in ticks. I mean, so what is tick weaponization? So in the interviews with Willie, what he said was,
Tucker is not loyal opposition.
I spent over a decade in the biological weapons program, a contractor to Fort Detrick, working on weaponizing fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes, trying to mass produce them, trying to make new diseases, mixing bacteria and virus in ticks with the intent of, this is the perfect stealth weapon. It's poor man's nuke.
Yeah, it's hard to digest all of this. It's just so evil. It's hard to believe it could happen in the United States. But I think you're right that it did, and maybe.
You should do a little research. What I want to know is, why are people finding box of ticks on their farmland, specifically large farms with cows, sheep, goats, horses? What reason would people want to spread ticks and make that become a problem for farmers? I think we better start researching this and find out what exactly is going on, because this is quite concerning. And it's not just one person, it's not just one farmer, but many farmers are finding ticks on their property. But this is really weird. I know Pfizer is coming out with some new products to help get rid of Lyme disease, but that can have nothing to do with it. We all know we can trust our government. Does anybody have any ideas what the hell's going on? Why they're finding boxes full of ticks in open fields on people's properties? Something's really weird.
There's been an uptick in emergency room visits for ticks, and actually this is actually tick removal. And you know, one of the things that we've learned at the National Pest Management Association, we surveyed Americans and found that only 31% of Americans actually know how to properly remove a tick. So I think this is sending people to the emergency room.
Okay, so tell us, how do you properly remove a tick?
Yeah, well, there are lots of
you put a cigarette to the back of its body and it decouples.
The best way to do it is just simply with a set of tweezers
or a match
to get a hold of.
No, you just heat its ass up and it decouples.
Slowly,
then the head doesn't stick in you.
Pull. Don't yank it. Don't twist it. You don't want to break any part of that tick.
Also, dump alcohol on it. It'll dislodge.
Believe me, when you're pulling on a tick slowly and steadily, it will let go, and you'll be able to remove that thing from your skin. And it's important to remove ticks as soon as possible. It often takes time for ticks to be able to transmit disease, and that's the real concern when it comes to ticks on people.
You just take clear nail polish remover and just put it across the head. It'll decouple in a couple minutes then. You can... back in the day when I was a kid, grandparents were smoking cigarettes, just put up this ass cigarette, they'd let go right away. You just strike a match, put it out, put the heat of the match on it, they decouple. Or you get in a bathtub, heat it up hot, and you see you got a bunch of them on you. You just take like a quarter cup of bleach, mix it up, get in, they let go just like that. And that's from at least Texas stuff, so that's how you do it. I wouldn't listen to the newscast there. Pulling on them. No, that's not what you do. They hold on harder. Now, I'm going to do the AI tomorrow because I'm loaded for bear on that. It'll take at least an hour to do. 4 p.m. tomorrow with all the latest news here at the Alex Jones Network. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut InfoWars. We're still battling for that, but this is the new operation. AlexJonesLive.com is the news site with all the feeds, the articles, the videos, all our great writers, all our great researchers. They've just been hired over by Bigley. They're doing a great job. Your job as Paul Revere is to share that link, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, the shopping cart, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the very best supplements, huge deals, wide selection of Patriot apparel. It's all there. There's the new site, AlexJonesLive.com, the shopping cart to fund the operation, TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're the Paul Revere's. You want to lay down on people bombing you with ticks and mosquitoes and world government and all the rest of it? Then don't support us. Want to fund the tip of the spear? TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is a no-brainer to stand up for yourself. And I thank those that have stood up with us, and I encourage those that have never bought a product there. You're crazy. Our methylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our methylene red. It's all incredible. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now this. I want to close with this. At 2:42 Central Standard Time, later you'll see this is a restream, and we'll cut all this up and post it on X and Rumble. Remember, we're still banned on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, but nobody else is, because we're exposing how the whole game works from 100,000 feet. Not from 10,000 feet, not from 500 feet, not from, you know, one foot away. With your nose up against it, and it's hairy, and it smells. You can't tell what it is. You pull back, it's an elephant. Bill Maher is apoplectic. And it is the left that became 100% anti-Israel, with the Soros funding and the left funding it, because that's part of a dialectic clash, and the Rothschilds are heavily involved, who founded Israel. So the founders of Israel, the main funders of the anti-Israel stuff, doesn't mean it's not legitimate in great extent, but it's about creating a clash. Then the majority of Jewish billionaires that were pro-Democrats shifted over and supported Trump. Now he's in bed with them. Now they want a draft for our soldiers to go fight for them, greater Israel. That's all terrible. But what's above it? This, they want the global clash of ideologies not to be against AI and the New World Order and the mad scientist and ticks and geoengineering and chemtrails and, you know, all of it. They want to make it all just about Muslim versus Jew. So you're either for the Muslims or you're for Israel. Whereas I can be against what Israel's doing and against what the Muslims are doing. That's all oversimplification. But Bill Barr's right. Like, we got China, we got North Korea, we got Russia, we got all these big issues. But the only issue people know is Israel, and that's fine. It's been simplified. It's there. It's a foreign power trying to control us. It's coming in with the Democrats in disarray, trying to do this hostile takeover. And it's healthy that people aren't politically correct anymore. They can say whatever they want. That spell's been broken. Israel's control is broken. They're totally panicking. The left's spell is broken. Hollywood, they're in panic mode. But the false flags are coming against the synagogues and the rest of it to then bring in a ban on free speech and more. That's why I don't support violence, because information and the truth is the way to do it. But B, we're going to be set up with what is being, you know, prepared. So I told Bill Zirian, you're crazy. A, I don't agree with Jewish genociding them any more than I agree with Trump saying genocide the Iranians or Israel saying genocide the Palestinians. It's real simple. But the fact that Maher is so panicked, and obviously he's given his talking points, shows that even the Israel lobby that's been brought in to do all this realizes that the more they struggle, the more they try to censor, and the more they try to control, it's not going to work. And if they stage false flags, I predict that won't work as well. But we do need to talk about the geoengineering, the weaponized insects, the bisphenol A, the atrazine, and the larger psychotic globalist depopulation cult that is above all this and playing all the different sides off against each other. Because bigger than worrying about China, and bigger than worrying about other big corrupt power blocks, we should look at them all, know about them all. You have to understand that it is the eugenicists, depopulationist, transhumanists, mad scientists that are running the show. And the opposition's got to be about their carbon taxes and their global government and their world IDs and their social credit scores and their universal basic incomes and their internet IDs and their digital IDs the King of England's trying to force through. That is the mechanism off of whoever runs it of total control. That's why I talk about Palantir. Yeah, Palantir's doing all this stuff and AI surveillance, all that. That's all real. Then I'm like, you realize they're less than 10% of the market. It's Oracle, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, who's already doing all this stuff too. Decades ago with your Alexa listening to you and your car tracking you and kill switches. It's all the same. But because Palantir tried to come in with Trump and kind of take over and be the boss of it all, it's being attacked everywhere because the establishment is already in control. I say get rid of all the control, all the surveillance, all the systems, but know the different players that are there. Don't just know about one of the players. it doesn't lessen Israel's corruption and danger to look at the other players and then the overall ideology of social Darwinism that is above it and controlling it to have the wide spectrum analysis. And that's why they want me off the air, because we're doing that and decompartmentalizing everything. But when you support us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at theoligarchsupport.com, you are literally defending your own future. It's common sense. If you don't support emissaries, people fighting for you, if you don't buy the insurance of word of mouth and support of people that stand up for the truth, you're crazy. All the corrupt interests, they've got their money, they're organized, they're fighting. We have the majority of the people, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter. But you've got to take the field. And there's nowhere easier than sharing our articles, sharing our videos, praying for the broadcast, and buying products, thealexshow.com. So in closing, here is Bill Maher in total panic mode. We just gave you the bigger picture, then the retransmission in case you missed the last hour and 45 minutes or so is coming up. And Lord willing, I'll be back here at the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com is the website for all the feeds and everything. But that's really up to you. You're the variable whether we continue on. Right now we're just meeting the goals we need to even operate. I need more funds to expand. I've already done it before. You will see it. You will not be disappointed. They say, Gladiator, are you not entertained? Are you not empowered? Are you not invigorated? You are the info war. It is up to you in this fight. TheAlexShow.com. Got a big buy one, get one free on some of the best-selling products like the T3 iodine and the spike protein detox. Right now, that end tomorrow night at midnight on Life Force and more. So take advantage of this and take action now. So here is Bill Maher with Hollywood, the old system collapsing in full panic mode.
And finally, new rules since yesterday was Israel's birthday. Having become a nation on May 14th, 78 years ago, everyone must either wish her a happy birthday or admit they're anti-Semitic. Now, it's everyone's right in a free country to be anti-Semitic, but enough with hiding behind Israel or Zionism or Netanyahu. If you think, as so many do now, that when it comes to human rights, Israel is the monster country of all time, you either don't read or you don't care about your own hypocrisy. Because there are so many worse places. But that's where we are these days. No Jews, no news. Ha ha. But China, Russia, the Sudan, Iran, Myanmar, Haiti, the Congo, North Korea, all way worse. And that's how you know it's anti-Semitism. It's the inconsistency. People talk about Jews these days like something out of Stormfront. Except it's not Stormfront. It's an editor from the American Prospect, which is a venerable liberal publication that launched the careers of journalists like Ezra Klein. And yet no one blinks when one of their editors says, Israel is a brainwashed, psychopathic death cult that might need to be nuked to save the human race. Uh-huh. People say the left and the right can't agree on anything these days. Well, there is this one thing they agree on. Right-winger Tucker Carlson has Nick Fuentes and Holocaust deniers on his podcast and wonders along with them who really was the bad guy in World War II. And the New York Times has on their podcast super leftist Hassan Piker, who they call a progressive mind, and who says Zionists should be treated the same as Nazis, which I assume means hung at Nuremberg. That's what progressive is now? I guess so. The kids are sure into it. They went nuts last year at Coachella for Kneecap.
That's I'll stop here for a minute.
Irish rap group. As if Ireland hasn't suffered enough.
Stop here for a minute. If you look up on record who funded the last 50, 60 years, all this leftist stuff, all this anti-Israel stuff, it's been mainly Jewish groups. Well, what is that? It's a dialectic. It's a clash, which again puts the Jews at the center of the clash, and then the people up above it believe they're going to come out on top out of this. And get all the other Jews that are scared to then give them contributions, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been caught running the white supremacist groups. This is very simple, folks. With somebody blowing up their own synagogue, that's small fry compared to this larger event. And then, you know, Mars sitting there pointing all this out and like you bemoaning that this is a super popular thing. Well, you've been teaching that white people are evil. Well, Jews are white. You know, that's how the majority, this minority, sees them, really the majority, And so welcome to your world. You made it all about racial politics, saying Christians and whites are evil, and then now it's blown up in your face. I'm not saying all the Jews, but the leadership. You've built this. You've conjured this. You've done this. Back to Bill Maher.
And finally, who's been charged with plotting to drive through a synagogue to fulfill her life goal of killing as many Jews as possible? Because a kid's got to have a dream. I'm just asking, why in the world would this be the dream of some kid in North Carolina? Why is it the dream of Dan Bilzerian, who's running as a Republican to win a House seat in Florida? Who's Dan Bilzerian? Well, he's a professional douchebag who's attracted 30 million followers by doing this all day and posting it. Yes, he'll fit in fine with the current Congress. And Dan is fairly typical of the guys in the manosphere when he says, the only real battle in the world today that I see worth fighting is, exterminating Israel. I mean, I would sign up tomorrow to go put boots on the ground and go kill Israelis. Why? Why is this asshole's life about two things? Getting more Viagra and exterminating the Jews. Israel was founded on the idea that anti-Semitism made a Jewish state unnecessary.
All right, back it up 10 seconds. Bill, you know that in Europe and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, the entire Western world, the UK, Canada, anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-everything has been taught forever, and the majority of the professors pushing that were Jewish. You know the Bolshevik Revolution was 90% Jewish. You know the British intelligence brought them in to do that. And so this is your thing. So, and now a bunch of Jews have run over to support Trump to protect them from what you've helped create. The universities are the establishment. They're what the government and the banks want. Who are the Federal Reserve heads? Almost all Jewish. I mean, seriously, you sit here and you just like the Southern Poverty Law Center runs the white supremacists. It's the same thing. These big, powerful interests run the Islamists, the leftists, the Soros, the Black Lives Matter, all that. And now you sit back at what's been conjured and you act like, oh, my God, what's going on here? But I've been exposing it the whole time. Having those groups fight about the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL run around and say, I work for Jews and I'm a government agent, even though in the WikiLeaks and the Epstein documents and all the stuff that comes out, I'm the big enemy they're trying to get. They say I'm a Fed because I'm not. I'm exposing how the whole thing works. I'm the guy that goes to the magician that's at the fair, and I get up and say, hey, he claims he grabbed a rabbit out of that hat. Notice he puts the hat on the top of a square table. There's a rabbit with a trap door in that. Have him pull a rabbit out of the hat away from the box. He can't do it unless the hat, the top hat is on the box. It has a top that opens the top of the box opens the table. He grabs the rabbit and then pulls it out. He can't walk over at the corner with no table and pull a rabbit out. Anti-Semite. Nazi. Nope. It's not like that has some power. If I wore a Hitler uniform, I'd be more popular right now. This is a cool thing to do right now. If you ask yourselves why, because it's part of a dialectic by the guys upstairs. I'll tell you, the guys upstairs, those globalist roundtables, about half Jewish or more. And they see you as totally expendable as Jews, like they made a backroom deal with Hitler declassified, don't let any Jews out that didn't go to Israel and pay all their money to the Zionists. You know that Simon Wiesel thing was all fake. They'd find some innocent person and prosecute and put it on TV. All the Klaus Barbies and Angel of Deaths, Joseph Mengele's, and you just type in Israel hired top Nazis to found Mossad. That's reality here, dude. I'm not the one with the Nazis. I'm not the one endorsing Arnold Schwarzenegger like he held it. Says he loves Hitler. You. Playing all sides. It's like in the latest Dune. Part 3 is coming out. I can't wait to see it because the book's excellent. It's very accurate, the book. And Paul Atreides' mother says, you picked the wrong side to the other reverend mother of her cult. She says, ha, you of all people should know there are no sides. That's the sickness of this. No, there are sides. You think you're smart, so you play all sides? That's dumb. Gets you destroyed in the end. Yeah, when Israel hired ex-Nazi officers. All right, finish up with Bill Maher into the transmission, but this is the truth. Go ahead.
David, I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel. I mean, I would sign up tomorrow to go and put boots on the ground and go and kill Israelis. Why? Why is this asshole's life about two things? Getting more Viagra and exterminating the Jews. Israel was
founded on the idea that anti-Semitism made a Jewish state unnecessary.
Because Jews would never be safe without one. Can you honestly listen to this rhetoric and not see why that turned out to be true? If you don't have the right-wingers on your side, if you don't have the progressives, what do you have?
Back it up again.
What's more progressive?
Here's the key. In the 50s and 60s, it's come out, Israel did hundreds of bombings conservatively, all the Middle East and Europe, blowing up synagogues, blaming it on communists and Muslims to make Jews move to the Middle East. So he's like, see why we need Israel? Everybody's coming after us. Yeah, because you financed it. On record. Does the average Jew know that? No. But now they do. Let's finish up.
Jewish state unnecessary because Jews would never be safe without one. Can you honestly listen to this rhetoric and not see why that turned out to be true? If you don't have the right-wingers on your side, if you don't have the progressives, what do you have? What's more progressive than college, where professors now say things that would make Kanye wince? Osman Umgarji calls Zionists bloodthirsty animals. Who is he, the leader of ISIS? No, he's a professor right here in California at UC Irvine. And Candace Owens agrees with his assessment of Jews as animals because she says wherever they go, they bring their filth with them. Another professor, Hamid Dabashi, says of Israel's, they have a vulgarity of character that is bone deep and structural to the skeletal vertebrae of its culture. These are the kind of statements Goebbels would have read and said, no notes. I mean, where are the Jewish space lasers when you need them? Now, there are absolutely horrible things said about Muslims, too. That should also be, of course, roundly condemned, like Republican Congressman Randy Fine saying, if they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one. That's awful. But it's not the same as they need to be nuked and let's exterminate them. This is why Jewish people here and in Europe now say they sometimes hide their identity, afraid that the Star of David will get them attacked, as has happened in almost too many places to mention lately. Leave your Star of David at home, but the kefiah? You can wear that anywhere. You can wear it to Fiddler on the Roof and you'll get applause. Jew hatred isn't just acceptable now, it's cool. Celebrities love it and make it trendy. It's the new Che Guevara t-shirt. The Islamophobia is just as bad argument is simply a false equivalency. Can you name a Jewish professor who talks about Muslims the way they get talked about? No. Anti-Jewish crimes, hate crimes, now outpace anti-Muslim hate crimes 9-1. It's not a contest, and I'm certainly not saying do more of the other. I'm just saying these are the numbers, the facts, the reality. There is a frothing anxiousness for the literal extermination of this one group. And Democrats, where are you? If any other minority group was being talked about this way, you'd break out the kente cloth and have 10 benefit concerts. But because you see that so many of your brainwashed by TikTok constituents now have an unfavorable view of Israel, you indulge them when you should be correcting them. You don't tell your woke idiots Israel isn't a colonizer or an apartheid state or committing genocide, and that if you brats had to spend a week anywhere in the Middle East other than Israel, you would understand what liberalism is not. All the people likely running for president now on the Democratic side want it known they don't take money from AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, a stance which gives permission to actual anti-Semites to say, see, We're right about Israel. That's a dirty money from a dirty country. Oh, please. You take money from crypto and factory farmers and big tech, from Diddy and Weinstein and Epstein, but AIPAC is too far? Let me just say this to all who ask me. Why are you harder on the Democrats than you used to be? Until you fix this whole issue, stop asking me.